All right, what's going on, guys? It is Thursday, October 4th, 11:44 p.m. Crazy thing is, even though I'm announcing the date, I don't plan on releasing this until, you know, a little ways down the road, when maybe I reach the 10th episode or the 20th. It's just, with this podcast, it's given me the confidence boost I've needed to say what's on my mind right away. So I'm thinking about all the episodes of the past and episodes I plan to do in the future, and it just put me in this thought process, which is my specialty now. It's put me in this space where it's like, it made me want to explain the origins, the why behind the try. And I think that's actually going to be the name of the episode. Okay, so I'm one of those people that if I try something and I'm really good at it, I'm very hesitant to put it out there for the world. Not because of any criticism or maybe being like told it's not for me. I just always limited myself. And I'm not quite sure why that is. Maybe I'll realize that by the time I release this, but I just had to get this off my chest now. When I started listening to my boy Danny's podcast, All Good Things, listening to him speak, using a platform to get his opinions across, it was interesting enough because it wasn't just for my ears and the people he knows. He put his opinions and thoughts out there for everyone to hear. So it got me curious. You know, what I appreciate, like one of the many things that I enjoy about friendships and conversations is that they spark so much within you, and you could even take the least interesting conversation and take something from it, at least from my opinion. So when I thought about it, I just figured I'd give it a shot. And for the few who wanted to listen, even if it was one person, it would be fulfilling enough knowing that someone out there was listening. And I don't know, I have this fantasy prediction, foreshadowing of the many ways my life could go. And I don't want to leave a minuscule impact. If I could leave a scar of my name, a scratch, if I could embed something in somebody or a group of people or even a building, that's something that I would like to do. I feel like so often I've questioned existence. Like, why is it that we exist, and why are we the way we are during our existence? I mentioned it last time. If we were all meant to be the same, we'd settle, or something along the lines of that. So I always sat here pondering from time to time, what was it that I was meant here to do? And for the longest time, a lot of people told me that my personality and my voice carries a certain way. They didn't say it like that, but that's the best way I could think about it on the spot. And I didn't want to waste that talent, even though I had the fear of releasing that talent in the first place. I always planned at some point in time in my life that I would go forward and do something impactful. And I wasn't really concerned on whether or not I get paid for it. In the deepest part of my heart and soul, all I really want to do is help someone or everyone the best way I can. And if that really is my purpose, if that's the reason why I exist, then it's platforms like these that I'm going to use to do whatever I can. So often that the things we watch on TV, the shows, the music that we listen to, I don't know about you guys, but I relate to most characters that I've watched from my favorite shows, or I relate to a particular song an artist is singing. And I take it with me, and I kind of use it to help me adjust or get over whatever it was that was bothering me, or deal with just everyday life. So with this podcast, I was thinking whatever I'm thinking or speaking on, maybe someone needs something of what I'm saying to help them. And I know it's a little weird to kind of say that, but that's how my mind works. I've always felt like you are in the right place in the right time. That's actually a lie. I never really felt like that for like forever. It wasn't until maybe I started to turn 18 and I thought about, it was philosophy class in college. So roughly around that age, 18 to 19 or 21, it was my class in philosophy that really made me sit down and examine what life is. And I know it feels like I'm rambling, but this is like the first time I've rambled on this podcast and I feel good about it. I always wanted to stay on path with episodes, but this is a special message. What philosophy did for me, I'm eternally grateful for, because it showed me that my vision was tunnel vision. And if I widened the scope a little bit, I could see everything. Like, sometimes I look at a person and I wonder, you know, what's on their mind. And what is it that they aren't saying that they need opinions on? So back to the whole anchor and podcast thing, I figured I'd just give it a shot. I'd see what it is I can do and what I can say, whatever I can help with that could help somebody else going forward. That's really what Chilling with Chillis is about. You know, even if, and I have a weird feeling I might repeat myself, but that's only because I mean what I say. I'm a man who is, it bothers me sometimes that I can't do what I would like to do to help the people I care about. So with this, they could be going through something privately, and what it is that I'm saying about whatever could apply to them and help them out, I don't have to hear a thank you. I don't need it. I'm not looking for any type of hype off of this. I'm not looking for the glory, if you will. I mean, if it does happen, I'm grateful for it. But it's not like if it doesn't happen, I'm going to quit. I'm going to use this platform continuously. That's the whole purpose. I'm going to support whoever I can support. That's the whole purpose. And it's kind of funny to say that, because when I first started the podcast, I didn't know what I wanted it to be for. I knew I wanted to do something, but it wasn't until we went down the road, we meaning the people that I was speaking with on these podcasts, and when I was on Danny's podcast, All Good Things, it wasn't until I realized that you speak with people and you have a lot in common. You might be the voice that they need. They may not be able to say what it is they want to say, so they'll speak through you. That's the goal. That was the whole idea. And, you know, personally for me, speaking to everyone who listens, that's therapeutic for me. It gets a lot of stuff off my chest, because I'm one of those people that may need an outlet via another person to say what it is I'm thinking. This has been like the coolest thing. I mentioned a while back that I did music. Well, I started doing music back in 2011. That's when SoundCloud to me was like my go-to site. And I was really kind of scared to do it, because I figured the fact that I even created a song or wrote music was good enough. But I wasn't ready for the world to hear what it is I had to say, because I wasn't comfortable with what it was I was saying, meaning that I didn't recognize myself writing and recording. It was kind of like I was looking at somebody else, and I was amazed at what was being done. But with the help of two people, actually a few, but the two main people that told me about it, well, one was my boy Brian, aka Rez of Incredible Minds. He kind of pushed me to just kind of get music out there. But where it really started was my father. You know, he told me, you'll never know how good you are if you don't want anybody to listen. And at the time, he was the only person that heard my music. And he was brutally honest. It wasn't until maybe sometime in the summer, I just had this feeling, you know, when you have that effort feeling and you just decide to do whatever and you're not even drunk. You're just completely sober and confident. I put one song out, Something Simple. That was the first song that I wrote. And it got huge feedback. That little spark of support and praise boosted me to just spearhead forward into the music, and I enjoyed it. It, like, to this day, although now it kind of feels like work because I'm pushing myself to write, when back in the day I wrote just going with the flow of the pen and the rhythm of the beat and the sound of the music, the process like that. But had it not been for me pushing myself, had it not been for the support of the people I care about, I probably wouldn't even be doing this podcast today. What me doing music did was open up a doorway for me discovering a talent and wanting to put that talent out there. And though I may not have that same passion for music like I did before, because of what music for me is attached to, so that's a whole other thing. If it wasn't for that, today would probably be different. I love the whole chain reaction theory thing, and I like to mention it from time to time because who we were back then led us to who we are now. All the choices we made or didn't make, all the people we've met, everyone we've spoken to, every thought we've kept to ourselves, everything has led us up into this moment. It's led to you guys listening to me in some point in time when I decide to release this. I don't know how long I'll do this, meaning, you know, if the podcast game somehow dies out and everyone decides to stop listening, maybe 30 years from now when it becomes a trend again, or 40 years from now, or even 100 years from now, someone will listen to it and maybe my words can help them. That'd be kind of cool. Maybe it'd be my grandson or my granddaughter or my grandchildren or greats. Maybe they'll be looking up Ancestor Chillest, or they could summon me on a Ouija board. I'm probably free. But yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to get off my chest. You know, just the why of the try. Why I wanted to do the podcast in the first place. I have so many people that inspired me on a daily, and I never told them that they inspired me because, one, I've never really had the appropriate time to tell them, which isn't true, because anytime someone makes you feel anything, you should let them know. At least that's what I think. But so many people inspire me with the little things that they do. We're in this day and age now where anyone can try anything. I admire the attempt more than the succeeding or the failure. I admire the attempt because that's always more than whatever I say. I could say bad job, good job. But they went out there and put themselves out there, and I applaud them for that. And I'll probably name them one day. Hell, I'll even tag them in this. I think I'm starting to, you know, get really comfortable with who I am. And the reason why I say that is because I now see that I'm a man that's going to push, and I might need to be pushed sometimes. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Always, thank you everybody for listening. This will probably come out on the 10th episode. It's been a really long road. I'm hoping this could be whatever it is you guys need to move forward. To everyone I know, to everyone that I might meet leading up into this, you're all good people. You're all amazing. You're all strong just by being the person that you set out to be. I respect and I admire that. And if there's any time where you feel discouraged about anything, just keep in mind that I'm rooting for you. I'm in your corner until the day I die. Which we all know that's not going to happen, because like I said, I'm going to live to be 126. And by that time, I'll probably have a younger Android body, and I'll be sending broadcasts to the world. as your next president. But yeah, I'm probably not going to put this out anytime soon. So by the time you hear this, maybe I'll be in a even higher, better place than I am now. And I'll have way better material. And maybe I'll be on a platform in which people will recognize and know me. And they'll say, hey, man, good job. But for now, thank you to everyone. I appreciate
you. It's 12 o'clock.
Oh, Jarvis had to get the last word in. But I appreciate everything, down to the feedback, down to just listening. It means the world to me. It pushes me to go forward. Even if it's just one listen a day, even if it's just a quick second that you skim through it, it means everything. Thank you. And I hope my words can help you. As crazy as my thoughts are and unorganized, I hope on some way, shape, or form you're able to translate it in your head to something that's helpful to you in some type of way. And this is cool. I started at 11:44 and I'm going to end on 12 on the dot. I thought it was going to turn 12 while I was talking, but we're just going to have to play the waiting game. Yankees won yesterday's game. Yes. So that's good for them. Weather's pretty cool. It's currently windy out. Or it might just be the fan blowing from the window. Oh, it's 12 o'clock. All right, guys. Later.